sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many manifold blessings. We thank You for another day that You have blessed us to be able to see. Thank You for another day that You have made, another day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank You for another day that You bless us to wake up in the morning with our right mind. Thank You for another day that You have blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs. Thank You for another day, God, that You have blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, we don't take any of those mercies, any of those graces for granted, but every single day, every single opportunity that we can rise, that You allow us to rise in the morning, God, is another opportunity for us to give You thanks, to give You gratitude, because we don't want to be ungrateful, Lord, but we want to be thankful in everything that we find ourselves in. Lady Hackett told us on Sunday, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. No matter how hard things may be, no matter the trials that may be in your life, no matter the storms that may be raging, we ought to be able to give You thanks because this is Your will for our life. Because when we thank You, God, we don't concentrate on those things that are going on in our lives. We don't find ourselves focusing on those things that are weighing us down, those things that are burning us down, those things that are causing us to be distracted. But when we give thanks, God, we lay aside those sins. We lay aside those weights, those things that easily beset us, God, and we find ourselves running towards You. Because in Your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. When You are around, God, there is hope forevermore. When You're in our presence, God, there is healing, God. There is deliverance. There is renewal. There is strength. So when we open up our mouths and we open and offer unto You a sacrifice of praise, it's an opportunity, God, for us to lift up the name of Jesus. It's an opportunity for us to make Your praise so glorious that You can come and inhabit our praises. It's an opportunity, God, that we can bless You with the fruit of our lips. For David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. He didn't have time to worry about his children betraying him. He didn't have time to worry about those that were trying to stab him in the back. He didn't have to worry about those that were chasing after him. But he had a mindset, Lord, that whatsoever the state that he was in, whether he was up or whether he was down, whether he was sick or whether he was well, whether he was whole or he was incomplete, God, he was determined to bless the God of his salvation. For we all should know that when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And so as we begin this prayer this morning, God, we just want to say thank you for the little things. Thank you for the very air that we breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. Thank you, God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you for clothes on our back. God, thank you for food on our table. Thank you for a job to be able to go to. Thank you for the resources, God, to help pay the bills that I have, God. God, I just want to thank you for a wife that loves me. Thank you for my beautiful children, Lord. Thank you for my ministry and my family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for those that mentor me, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that follow after me, God. Oh, Lord, I want to say thank you for those that sow into me, God, and those that I sow back into, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you do all things well, and everything that you've allowed to come into my life and come into our lives, God, is for a reason, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've allowed to come, and we thank you for everything that you're going to bring us through, because you've begun a good work in us, God. And anytime you start a work, Lord, you're able to accomplish it. You don't just stop in the middle, God. Oftentimes, we'll begin some things, Lord, and we'll become overwhelmed, and we'll turn away from it. But, Lord, you're not like man, God. You are awesome, God. You are a mighty wonder, Lord. You complete everything you begin, God. And I'm glad that you know my ending from my beginning, Lord. So I won't lean unto my own understanding, but I submit to you, oh, God, this morning. Oh, God, I ask that you would guide our footsteps and direct our pathways in the name of Jesus, because we can't do it on our own. Because when we do it on our own, we walk by our sight. We walk by what we see, but I refuse to allow my flesh to get your glory, God, today. Oh, God, so with spiritual eyes open and these physical eyes closed, I walk by faith and not by sight, because my life is in your hands. It's in your hands, because you are the God of my salvation. You are the rock of my salvation. You are the strength of my salvation. You are the purpose, the direction, the focus of my salvation. You alone are God. And because you alone are God, I surrender to you. Your plans are perfect. You never make a mistake. And so, Lord, as I go along this life's journey, Lord, keep me in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on you. I refuse to allow myself to go through a mental breakdown. Yes. I do find myself troubled on every hand. Yes, I do find myself forsaken and cast down, God. Yes, I do find the storm that I'm going through many afflictions, God, because I'm a part of the righteous. But, God, that is not the determination. Oh, God, that's not my final destination. Lord, that's not the final answer to my life, Lord. Oh, God, because you know the plans that you have for me, God. Oh, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give me an expected end. So, God, those storms may arise, God. God, those things are just working out for my good. Yes, oh God, those strong winds may blow, but all those things are working out for my good. So I don't have to have a mental breakdown, Lord, but I can have a mental breakthrough, because your word tells me that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches up in glory. I don't have to have a mental breakdown, but I can have a mental breakthrough, because you promised me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I don't have to have a mental breakdown, but I can have a mental breakthrough, God, because you tell me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. As long as I got your word, Lord, I don't have to break down, but I can break through, and I can walk in your authority, God. I can walk in power, Lord. I don't have to fear, God, because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, God. I want to say thank you, oh God, this morning, that I have a sound mind, God, because my mind is stayed on you. And so I find myself rising early in the morning with joy bells ringing down in my soul, because it reminds me, as I bless you with my lips this morning, that my God is awesome. Hallelujah. That my God is mighty. Oh, God, glory to your name, that my God God can never fail. So since my God never fails, I'm reassured and I'm guaranteed that everything is going to work out for my good. I'm assured and I'm guaranteed that nothing shall be able to stop me from getting to you. I'm assured and I'm guaranteed that my God is able. And since my God is able, God, I don't have to fear. I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry. I don't have to doubt. I can put all of my trust. I can put all of my focus. I can put all of my attention and give it all over to you. And that's what I'm determined to do this morning, to lean not to my own understanding, but no matter what is going on, I acknowledge you. God, touch us today from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, God, that you might get the glory out of our lives. We want to be vessels of honor, Lord. We want to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, as holy and acceptable, Lord. So if there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, as we begin the second day or the third day of this week, Lord, cast it out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for the wonderful service. Thank you for the wonderful praises. Thank you for how we were able to lift you up on Sunday, God. But, God, we went through a Monday, a first day of the work week, God, and some of us were late. Some of us were afflicted. Some of us felt cast down, Lord, and we need your renewal. We need your strength. We need some joy. We need some life. So breathe light into us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, for you're worthy, oh, God. You're worthy this morning, and you're worthy every single day because you remain the same, God. You remain a good God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because you remain the same, you remain worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Because you remain the same and you remain faithful. You're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be adored because you remain the same, and because you remain faithful, and because you remain faithful and consistent, God. You are still higher lifted up, and you're still worthy, God. And you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. I'm getting so excited about how good and how great my God is. And so, Lord, we thank you for another chance to say yes, yes to your will. Yes, to your way. Yes, we surrender. So if there's anything in us, oh God, we ask that you would purge us this morning so that we might be the vessels that you destined for us to be today, that we might be the vessel of honor that may lift you up, that may glorify you, that may magnify you and adore you, that we might be worthy or walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. What is it that you need for us to do today? What do you need us to say today? Where do you need us to go today? Our ears are open. Our hearts are attentive that your will might be done in our lives, that wherever we go, help us, Lord, to let our lights shine. There's somebody that's going through, that's on the cusp of a mental breakdown. There's somebody that's having storms in their lives that's causing them to turn away from you. There are people, Lord, that are out there that have been beaten, battered, and bruised, and they need to know that there is still hope, that there is still a Savior, that there is still a way out of no way, and his name is Jesus. Let us be about our Father's business, Lord, today. Hallelujah. That we may let our light shine, that men might see our good works and give you the glory and the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be done right now, God, so that you might be pleased with us and that you might be, oh God, receive our worship, that you might receive our praise, that you might receive our adoration, God, and that we may make you proud today. Lord, I'm determined even right now, Lord, to put a smile on your face, and that's a smile, God, that you are proud of me, oh God, and not, oh God, frustrated or angry or bitter with me, Lord. I don't want you to take your spirit away from me. Oh God, so keep me and strengthen me and lead and guide and direct me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of my life. Oh God, not just out of my life, but out of my walk, God, out of my talk, out of my actions. Oh, God, that you might receive glory from the fruit of my lips, oh, God, from the clapping of my hands, even from the dancing of my feet, Lord. I want you to get the glory. And if I feel the anointing enough, oh, God, that I can just offer you a wave offering, Lord, that I may be in a place, Lord, where I can't bless you with the fruit of my lips. Help me just to wave my hand and let you know that I salute you, God, that I glorify you, that I honor and adore you, and that I acknowledge that you are here, Lord. I acknowledge that your presence is with me, Lord. Let your glory be manifested in my life, Lord, and in the life of your people this day, as we declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Sweep over our souls. Sweet spirit, sweep over our souls, because without you we are incomplete. Without you, we can't do anything. Without you, Lord, we can't move, breathe, or have our very being. So we're desperate, God, that you would abide with us. We're desperate, God, even now, that you would fall afresh on us. God, we're desperate even now, God, that you would fill our cups, that there be no room to be filled with anything else. And the more of you that we have of you in us, the more of you that we have within us, the more of you, God, that we hide in our hearts, the more of you that we can grab hold to, oh, God, in times of trouble, oh, God, then we'll be able to make it. We'll be able to make it through, and we'll have the victory, come out with the victory. I'm reminded even now that James said many of the, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the guarantee was that you, God, will deliver us out of them all. Because our affliction worketh patience, and it's said that our patience needs to have its perfect work, that will be wanting nothing and complete. God, as you work in us today, as you take us through today, as you strengthen us and build us up today, God, let your patience have its perfect work in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be complete, that we may be whole, and that we may be victorious in you on this day. Bless your people even now. Pour into them even now, God. I call on the name of Miss Joanne for that cancer. We believe in healing. We believe healing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, we speak healing into her life right now. Little baby Noel, God, we pray that you will perform the miracle, God, that you've made her to be. Lord, you don't allow anything to come our way, Lord, to leave us at that state. But, God, you are a keeper. Hallelujah. You are a way maker, and we put our trust in your hands, Lord. Put baby Noel, God, in your hand and heal, deliver, and set free. Lord, I pray for Mother King in New Jersey, who was attacked last week, and, Lord, Glenda Ray, still recovering from her sickness, Lord. And then those that are around us, among us, Sister Monique, we pray for healing for her body. And God, for the Bailey family during their time of bereavement, God, we pray for comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us and grant us strength and grant us favor this day as we go about our Father's business. We bless you now, and we magnify your name. It's in the mighty and massive name of Jesus we pray this morning, and we give you thanks and we give you gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.